Hi, thanks. My name is Sebastian, and I'm one of the only companies to have actually gotten approved to fly an Australian-made object into space, the other being Optus, and I'm from CubeRider. And I think this whole ESA conversation is a bit of a pipe dream, personally. What I think I would really like to ask you guys is, what's the role of venture capital and private investment in the space industry? I mean, you see it in Silicon Valley, you see it in the US now, and you see it in Europe as well, where there's hundreds of, literally billions of dollars being invested in small space startup companies, and then they're going off and doing massive big things and disrupting traditional players like Globes, like Global Star satellite imaging and stuff like that. And yeah, I'd just like to hear your opinions.
Yeah, okay. I think you've hit the nail on the head. We're talking apples and oranges. Okay, so on one hand, having a space agency, ESA, all that has certain benefits that's already been discussed. Whether it happens or not is immaterial because the disruption's happening today, right? So you got to fly to the ISS, Obelisk Systems, you got hardware going up with you guys up there. I think that's awesome. That's exactly the type of stuff that is happening completely independently of any political party. So the role of venture capital, that's a huge question. I'm not going to dig too deeply into it, but venture capital is already being spent on space. Their investors in Australia are looking at it as well. They've taken some time to get on board. I think culturally in Australia, we have this thing where I like to say, comparing Australians and Americans, Australians are pioneers, not explorers. Americans are explorers a little bit more so than pioneers. And what I mean by that is Americans will look for something brand new nobody else has done before and be like, wow, let's try something brand new and take that risk. Australians are more cautious, okay? It's like, all right, you've done that before, but, oh, kind of like a wedge. You see something that's successful even a little bit, and you build something brand new. Rocket Labs, great example, New Zealand company built by Australians, primarily. I've had a lot of students that go there. Planet Labs, who's got some competitors in this room, they opened a door proving that you could sell using imagery, mass market. They raised $200 million. Their CTO is Australian. The whole point is they moved overseas and did it. They could have done it here. I'm not going to argue about the rocket, but certainly they could have done it here. Okay, any satellite manufacturing can be done here and attempted. That is what we're seeing. A disruption means that it's not, we don't have a choice. The government is actually, and this is back to that question before, the government is now scrambling to respond to the market condition. All right, so it's up to us to show the government the way. And they're coming to us. They say, I don't know what to do with these CubeSats. Are they useful? Are they? Well, yeah, they're useful. You know, I mean, 3 to 5 meters per pixel. You could do naval warfare with that. You could do anti-piracy. You could do agriculture, mining, all these things you care about. Great. Okay, is there still a role for big space? Sure, 1 meter per pixel, sub-millimeter. Yeah, there's a whole lot more you're going to do with that. But the technology is changing so rapidly with the CubeSats that everyone's a scramble. Okay, so the role with government should be to produce regulation that makes it easier to be a part of that story, okay? It should be, and I think there's a lot of mechanisms talking about innovation and the story on innovation that's actually happening that they are listening to on both sides of the political aisle that I think is very much in your favor, in your favor. You're all going to win, okay? The point is you have to start now. That's the point.
I think there is another role for government, and that is to be the customer. That was my point I was trying to make before. And yes, it's going to have to take a risk. And yes, sorry, Mr. Government Project Manager, you're going to end up with a project that fails every once in a while. Sorry about that. But it's going to happen. But then there are going to be the wild-ass success stories that just make it all worthwhile. And I think that's the point I was trying to make, that we're too scared to take. And this is a cultural thing. It's a cultural thing that comes from way back when, even before I was born, if you can believe that. It's a cultural thing that we don't sort of believe we can do it. We don't trust that we can do it. And I've just seen that so many times in my career. And, you know, the biggest buyer in Australia is government.
And ladies and gents, just yesterday in the morning, Deloitte has been taken on board by the industry department to try to understand what the cyber security growth centre is going to look like in Australia. Now, the problem is growth centres are meant to be industry-led. So how can you have a cyber security industry, industry-led growth centre, if you don't have any cyber security industry? Do you see the parallel with what we've been talking about today? And exactly the same point was made by a very successful startup. It was M5 Networks, bought by Northrop Grumman, and now the guys, having sold that, have gone back to the start and they're starting another startup. And they said, we don't care about the government grants, just give us a purchase order.
Yes.
Because with the purchase order, I can then go overseas and sell and say to answer that very first question, but who in your country has bought your product?
Absolutely.
So that point, you could see Doug Elix and Adrian Turner, the two guys who are running this cyber growth centre, writing furiously, let alone the bureaucrats in the back from the Department of Industry. Now, whether we can crack something that we haven't cracked for 250 years, jury's out, but we've got to keep hammering at this. Just ask, don't ask for grants, ask for purchase orders, all you entrepreneurs, and see how we go. All right?
Yeah.